Today, after more than 3 days trapped underground, 9 Pennsylvania miners are recovering from their ordeal. Last night, as late as 9 o'clock, no one was sure whether any of the miners trapped in the flooded Queue Creek mine were alive. 2 hours later, word came via a phone dropped down the newly drilled rescue shaft that all 9 had survived. By 3 a.m., all had been lifted to safety. Problems started for the miners Wednesday night when they drilled through a wall into a neighboring abandoned mine that had been filled with water. When water started pouring through the punctured wall, miner Blaine Mayhew says he knew it was serious. Mayhew talked to the media today after being released from the hospital this morning.
We tried to outrun it, but it was too fast. Every way we went, we got trapped. At one time, it was over our heads because we tried to knock a wall out to try to let the water out, and then we had to swim out, like, and get back, you know.
They eventually found a dry spot and huddled together, but remained tethered in case the water rose and tried to pull them apart. They could hear the rescue drill above, but when a broken bit forced rescuers to stop drilling for several hours, the miners began to worry that the rescue effort had stopped. Still, Mayhew says, they did what they could to stay warm.
Snuggling each other, laying up against each other, or sitting back to back to each other, or anything to produce body heat, you know.
He says the miners had watches, so they knew how long they'd been trapped. At times, things seemed hopeless.
Thursday, or around 12 noon, and the water started rising, and we was running out of room. So I asked the boss if he had a pen, and he knew what for. I said, well, I want to write my wife and kids, you know, to tell them I love them, and, you know. The only day in my life I never kissed my wife before I went to work, and that had to be the day there.
Miner Blaine Mayhew, one of 9 men pulled from the Queue Creek mine early this morning.